This is a live Power Vinyasa yoga class taught at Power of Your Own Yoga Studio in Santa Barbara, California. There's no levels in this class. Do what you can and don't take yourself too seriously. Roll out your yoga mat, thank yourself for press and play, and get ready to shift some energy. So come into Child's Pose. Inappropriate jokes keep us healthy and alive. My dad's currently in the hospital, and he is always telling inappropriate jokes. Not like really jokes, but just like saying inappropriate things to the nurses. And it like totally makes light of this like a dark situation. Ooh, all right. Let's save it for Wheel. Are we good? I'll remind you. For now, just start to breathe nice and deep and reach your arms as far away from your hips as you can. And keep pushing your hips back. Walk your hands over to the right side of your mat. You can take them as far over there as you want. And as you reach, and as you push back, breathe nice and deep. And then crawl your hands over to the left side of your mat. Draw your hips back further. And then come to center and press to downward dog. And then just take a little bit of a pedal out. So bend your knees, one knee, the other one, almost like you're doing a little cha-cha. Oh, invitation, just FYI, I believe on Sunday at 9:30, there's a bunch of us going over to Brazil Arts Cafe to do the hip-hop dance class. It will be a spectacle. I invite all of you to come. Amy, have you done to that one before? All right, well, it's great to embarrass yourself with others instead of by yourself. Take your right leg up in the air. Bend your knee and open up your hip. Keep your head dropping down. Lift your right leg even higher. And take a couple deep breaths here. And then a huge inhale. Bring your knee into your chest as you breathe out and pull your shoulders right over your wrists. Then send your leg back, take a breath in. Pull your knee to your right arm as you breathe out. Then bring it back, breathe in. Pull it to your left arm as you breathe out. Send your leg up, take an inhale. And step forward into a lunge, keep your left hand on the ground. Reach your right arm up. And then breathe all your air out. So push into me. Take an inhale. And twist your top shoulder back. Awesome. Breathe in. Twist a little more. One more time. Breathe in. Fold over your front leg as you breathe out. Then lift your chest. Take an inhale. Standing splits as you breathe out. Now reach your leg really high. Breathe in. Drop your head. Good. Inhale it up even higher. Breathe all your air out. Now point your upper toes. Lift it even higher. Breathe out. Now one more. Bring it way, way up.
feet together.
Lift up halfway, breathe in. Bow forward, breathe out. Just rise all the way up, take a big breath in. Fold down, breathe out. Halfway lift, breathe in. Step back to high plank. Breathe in together. Downward dog. Lift your left leg, bring it up and open up. Breathe in a lot and draw your right heel towards the floor. Good, breathe in again. Open up a little more. Take one more big breath. Pull your knee into your chest and breathe out. Bring it up high. Bring it to your left arm. All the way back. Right arm, squeeze across your obliques. Bring it up. Step into a lunge. Keep your right hand down this time. So inhale your left arm up. And then twist. Good, pull your chest forward, take a breath. Awesome, Lauren. Twist out a little more. And breathe in again. Push through your back heel a little more. Good adjustments. Take another breath in. Left hand down as you breathe out. And lift your chest, take an inhale. Standing splits. All right, head down. All your air out. Lift your leg. Empty your lungs. See if you can almost see the skylights. Breathe in, so really drop your head, especially in the back row. Breathe out. Two more breaths. Inhale it up. Exhale. Go up one more millimeter. Feet together. Lift halfway. Breathe in. Bow. Reach up. Take your hands together at your heart. Close your eyes, take a breath in together, and breathe out. Inhale. And out. Let's om together. Breathe in. Reach up, look up, fold down. Lift halfway up and breathe in. High push up. Take an inhale together and stay here and breathe out. Again, breathe in and exhale. Breathe in. Look forward. Breathe in, chaturanga. Upward dog, breathe in, down dog. Breathe in all the way. Let your air out. Good, again, breathe in, lift your hips really high. Then empty your lungs out. Two more, breathe in, bend your knees a little bit. Bend your knees, yeah. Breathe out, yes, just like that. One more, breathe in. Now get empty, all the way empty. Jump to the top, right away lift halfway and take an inhale. Fold, exhale. Go up, breathe in. Bow, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, strong legs, really engage your quads. Upward dog. Downward facing dog. Breathe in all the way. Breathe out. Inhale, root through your fingers. Exhale. Inhale. Breathe out. Jump. Halfway lift, breathe in. Bow. Rise up, take a back bend, look to the ceiling. Bow forward. Halfway lift. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Think of the planks as more legs than arms. Upward dog. Downward dog. Breathe in. Even downward dog. More legs than your shoulders. Breathe out. Inhale. Exhale. One more time. Breathe in. Breathe out. Even the jump is more legs than your arms. Jump. Halfway up. Fold down. Go up. Breathe in. Bow forward. Halfway. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward facing dog. Breathe in all the way. Empty out. Inhale. Exhale. This time lift your heels. Breathe in. Bend your knees. Empty, empty, empty. Jump. Halfway. Breathe in. Fold. Go up. One more A. Look up and look to the back of the room. Yeah, John. Bow forward. Halfway lift. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Hey, right leg up high like we did at the beginning. Bend your knee and open up your hip. Now take a breath, straighten it out to the back. Bring it into your chest and breathe out. Bring it up, breathe in. To your right arm and breathe out. Back up. Left arm. Back up. Step into your lunge, left hand stays down, right arm up, take an inhale. All your air out. Now one more breath, reach higher up, right hand down, breathe out. Lift your chest, take an inhale. Standing splits. Breathe in, lift your leg one more inch because you can. Bow forward. Halfway up, inhale. Fold. Rise. Fold. Halfway. Awesome breath. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Lift your left leg right away. Open it first. Then straighten it. Breathe in. Bring it to your chest first. Bring it back. Breathe in. Left arm, breathe out. All the way up. Right arm, squeeze. Bring it up. Step forward into your twisting lunge. Left hand, reach it up. Twist open more. Now breathe in, listen up, right away. Standing splits. Let's just see if that works. That worked. Breathe in. Fold forward. Lift up, halfway, inhale. Bow down. Rise. Breathe in. Fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Lift your leg however you want. Right one. Then bring it into your chest. Inhale it up. Bring it into your right arm. Bring it back. To the left arm. Bring it back. Step into your easy twist. This time, one breath as you reach. Standing splits. Take one big inhale. Fold forward. Stand right away. Up. Bow. You guys are all sweaty already. Lift up halfway. Chaturanga. Upward dog, downward dog. Lift your left leg up any way you want. Bring it into your chest. Bring it back to your left arm. Bring it back over to your right arm. Bring it back. Easy twist. One breath. Standing splits. One inhale, lift your right foot way, way up, Corey. Feet together. Rise. Chair. Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay, now reach higher. Sink back a little deeper. Now look right between your hands. Sink back 2 more inches. Now reach up even higher. Sink back 4 more inches. Breathe in. That was like 1 inch. Sink back a legit 4. Breathe in. Another 4. Breathe in. Bums to the ground. Keep your arms forward. Reach your legs up. And then lower down halfway. Back up. Breathe in. Breathe out lower. Good. You got it. I don't have to do it with you. And then down. Having a lazy week. Lift up and down. Now up. Go to the right with your arms. Back up. Go to the left. You got it. Awesome breath. Keep that going. Right. Inhale. Fire it up with your breathing. To the left. Center. Now to the right. Speed it up. Center. Left. But the breath still goes like as quick as your motions. Awesome. Exhale. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. 2 more. Up. Side. 1 more round. Right. You got it, Tammy. Up. Left. Grab your big toes. Woo. Now take your legs up as high as you can get them to go. Send them into a V. Try to stay up if you can. And if you, the thing is if you take your legs up, that's what's going to happen, is you're going to just basically go back into happy baby pose. What have you got to lose? Or first date, we've called it. For those of you who are dirty. Now bring your legs back to center. Bring your head towards your shin. See if you can get that to happen. Yes. Now just notice everything that's at play here. Your hamstrings, your core, your back, your hips. It's not just a strength thing. There's this balance, effort and ease. Find both. All right, rock back. Happy baby. Wiggle side to side a little bit. Don't worry, we're not down on the floor for the rest of class yet. Bring your knees in, give them a squeeze. And then 3 rock and rolls, forward and back. Everybody at least try it to chaturanga back once you rock forward. Upward dog, stretch it out. Downward facing dog. Breathe in together. Breathe out. Breathe in. Push through your thumbs. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay, last one. Inhale. Exhale. Top of your mat. Halfway lift. Bow. Chair. 1 breath this time. Fold forward. Halfway lift. Crow. Use the strength that you just created in the fire of your core. Now breathe bigger. Yes. Look forward. Yes. Now take a big breath in. Jump your feet back. Yeah, Victoria, way to go for it. Upward dog. Downward dog, right foot forward, warrior number 1. Open up to warrior 2. Reverse your warrior. Extended side angle, breathe out. You got it, reverse your warrior. Let's just flow through a little bit here. Go forward, extended side angle. Go back, reverse, stretch out both the sides of your body. Forward, exhale. Last time, reverse your warrior. Chaturanga. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Left foot forward, number 1 warrior. Warrior 2. Reverse it. Extend it. Both arms, maybe even both arms forward. Reverse. Breathe in. Bless you. Go forward. Reverse. Breathe in. Extended. Sink 2 inches in your legs. Yeah, John. Reverse. Breathe in. One more time. Forward. Reverse. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Lift your right leg up. Flip over this time. Now check out where your feet are. Everybody bring your feet right below your knees. Right below your knees. Yeah, you can look. Good, Lauren. Now be lighter in your bottom hand. Be heavier in your legs. So you're rooting through your heels. Lift your hips higher. Reach your top hand towards wheel. Now notice how like there's two parts that have to happen. Your mind has to say, yes, I can do this. And your body also has to say yes. Sometimes there's one that just is not budging. Flip over, side plank, right hand down, left hand to the ceiling. Now lift your top leg up. Great. Lift your top leg up higher by pushing the bottom of your right foot into the floor. So see if you can get like the ball mound of your big toe, yeah, down in the ground. And then drive up through this, like the solidness of your top leg. Then engage your foot, yeah. Now look up, take a breath in. Chaturanga, easy does it, not like a slingshot. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog. Take your right leg, same leg up. Step forward, crescent lunge. Let's take an open arm twist to the sunny wall day. So left arm forward, right hand back. Now take a huge breath in, lift your chest. Bring your left hand down to the floor. Just touch your fingertips down and then lift back up as you breathe in. Awesome. Back down, breathe out. Inhale, rise. It's almost like your right hand's pulling you up. Down, back up. Every time you come up, really squeeze in. Go down, back up. Nice, Mary. And down. Now with breath, up. Exhale to go down. Two more, up. You got this, down. Now last time, stay up, bring your right hand to your thigh, left hand to the ceiling. And then reach to the ceiling. Yes, and then even push into my hand. One more breath in, warrior two. Reverse your warrior, inhale. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Lift your left leg up. Flip your dog. Okay, again, feet right underneath your knees so you've got a solid foundation. Start to reach your top hand further towards the front windows, away from your knees. Get lighter in your right hand so that a wheel could start to become a possibility. So push into your legs. I got you. And just keep reaching. It may or may not happen. Now flip over, side plank. Nice, Vonda. Left hand goes down, right hand in the air. Then turn this bottom hand a little bit more forward. Yes. Push through your fingers. Lift your right leg up. And try to push the sole of your left foot down into the ground. Push your hand into my hand. Engage your right leg more. Yes. Last breath in. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Right away, lift your left leg up. Take a breath in. Step forward, crescent lunge. Reach your arms up. Open arm twist to the brick wall. Now take a full breath in. Right hand down to the floor to touch it, just lightly. And then back up. Breathe in. Down. Inhale, rise. Exhale, keep squeezing the muscles of your core in. Back up and down. Now let's use more breath. So inhale up. There we go. Down. In. Out. Two more. In. Out. In. Stay here. Hand to your back thigh. Reach your arm up. And reach it way up. Think about going up with your hand and then make that happen even more than you're reaching back. Good, last breath in. Warrior two. Reverse warrior. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Take a huge inhale together. Empty it out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale. Out. Last one here. Breathe in. Breathe out. Jump. Halfway lift. Breathe in. Bow. Chair pose. Twist to the right side. All right, lean your weight forward into your toes so your heels come off of the ground. You got it. So it becomes like a balancing chair. So keep leaning forward. It's like a balancing, twisting chair. Now bring your hands to the mat. Try for side crow. Keep your left elbow on the outside of your knee. Yeah, you got a towel, so turn your hands, face her. So your left elbow is gonna come to that leg, yes. Yeah, I don't even need to tell you how to do it. You got it. And then Liz, take your left leg, yes. Push your right heel, you guys. Try to take it towards the front windows like you're taking scissors legs, the right one, Trisha. Yeah. Now big breath, and just fold forward, let it go. Nice work, Corey. Split your feet hip distance apart. Slip your hands underneath your feet for gorilla. Drop your head down. Now push through your heels into the earth. Drive your hips towards the ceiling a little bit more, yeah. And even as you do that, take your inner thighs towards the back of the room. So you just get into a little bit of a deeper hamstring stretch. All right, other side. Release your hands. Lift up halfway. Bow forward. Chair. Twist over to your left side. Okay, lean forward. So you start to just like get a sense of balance and right away your core will turn on. A side crow, plant your hands. So keep your left, so stay on this side, Amy. Bring your left, your right elbow to the outside of your knee. So I'm gonna mirror you. You got it. And even walk your hands maybe even a little further away from your feet or your feet back. You can even bring this elbow to this hip. I know it's kind of wacky. There you go, you got it. Yeah, Liz. You got it, Tao. Fold forward. That was like not even an arm. That was like a totally different arm balance. That was amazing. Flip your, or split your feet apart. Put your palms under your hands the opposite way this time. So palms down, fingertips facing your heels. And try, you don't have to double twist your arms that way. You can just go the other way. Yeah. Ooh, that one's a yummy one. I think that one gets into the texting muscles. I'm sure the 3,000 years ago yogis didn't talk about texting muscles. Yeah. The way out, always through. Stay with it. Two more breaths. Take your hands out. Lift up halfway. Breathe in. Fold down. Breathe out. Rise up. Eagle, right arm under. Right leg over. So I was doing a private the other day and I was going through a bunch of poses. I was like, okay, so what else do you want to work on? What else do you want to work on? And the guy said, he's like, eagle. And then he's like, he brings himself into eagle and his face was turning bright red as he's like, I can't get my arms to touch. And I was like, okay, so that's not the goal. The goal, I said it in a pose earlier, is to have ease, steadiness, and effort. If you ever get to a point where you're like, you actually realize you're clenching your jaw and you're like giving like just like such a solid stare that it like you could kill someone with your eyes, way too much effort, especially in your face. Breathe in all the way. Breathe out. Switch sides. Left side, left arm under, left leg over. So just do a quick little body scan from the bottom of your standing foot all the way up through the top of your head. Where can you bring more ease? Your jaw, eyebrows, even the back of your neck. Good, breathe in, breathe out. Sweep up, inhale. Take dancers, grab your right foot. And then Corey, if you can, take your arm to the inside, so turn your palm up. Yeah. And then push your hand into my hand. Now eyes up. Where your eyes go, your attitude and your energy starts to go. Or even push into me more, really push into me, yeah. Take a big breath, switch to the other side. Root through your heel a little bit more. Yeah, lighten the pressure in your toes. Lighten the attitude on your face. One more breath in. Feet together. Sweep your arms up. Breathe in. Bow. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Right foot number one, warrior. Warrior two. Now just hold warrior two for a couple of breaths. You can either just stay like really just solid. You can start to do like a couple hip circles. Those are sometimes kind of fun. And this is that moment where, you remember I was saying like when you tell dirty jokes, it starts to lighten the mood. When you start to dance, it starts to lighten the mood a little bit. But some of us are like, so like, no way, Jose, I'm never dancing. My husband tells me this every time I come home and I top class and I'm like, dance. And he, or like dancing chair. He's like, I'm never dancing. I'm like, okay, your mood sucks. That's quite the story. Straighten out your front leg. Right hand down. He'll dance with tequila. Left hand up. Yeah, Steve, will you dance with tequila? Yeah. Someone told me once that that's why they're called spirits. Because all of a sudden you let the spirit move in you. Like that's like the alcohol moving. But can we get to that point without like drugs or alcohol? Rise up to stand. Turn your right toes in. Hands on your hips. Lift your chest. Bow forward. Stay folded or go upside down into tripod headstand. And this idea of even like the spirit moving you is like, if you get the idea that you want to do it, your head's on the ground, and you want to go for it, you got to take the chance. Yeah, really push up through your legs, Tammy. What happened? Like a little off, yeah. All right, headstanders back to earth. Everybody lift up halfway. Bow forward. Stand up. Reach your arms up. Turn to face the front of the room. Inhale, reach up. Fold over your front leg. Take a breath in, drop your head down, and breathe in again. Pull the top of your head even further to the floor. Good, breathe in, breathe out. Two more, breathe in, breathe out. Now last one, breathe in, chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Left foot forward, warrior one.
Up.
Warrior two. And then just stay here. You can do your little dance thing again if you want. So yeah, Steve, open your right toes to face more towards this wall. Yeah. And then sink down another inch. Pretend like you're hula hooping.
Surfing.
Or surfing, Steve. Come on.
Summer surfer.
What do you do with your arms when you're surfing? You're in like this? Okay. I don't know. I'm not a good surfer. I've only done it twice. All right, straighten out your leg, triangle. Reach your top arm even higher. Spread your fingers. Push your hand into my hand, yeah. Breathe in all the way, all your air out. Stand up. Turn your left toes to the sun. Interlace your hands at your low back. Breathe in, lift your chest. Bow forward. Take three breaths here. Pull your hands as far away from your hips as they'll go. Right when you get to the point where it's too intense, always remember that it's temporary. Take one last breath in. Release your hands down. Lift up halfway. Fold down all the way. Stand up. Reach both arms to the sky. Turn your toes to face the front of the room. Inhale. Reach your chest up. Fold over your front leg. Inhale together. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale. Send your left hip back. Good adjustments. Breathe in. Breathe out. Last one. Breathe in all the way. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Down dog. Take an inhale. Empty your air out. Jump through to your back. Take your legs right away up to the ceiling. And then those of you that have a block, take a block and put it right in between your shins. The rest of you, I'll bring one around. Doesn't matter what direction it goes, but just put it there. There you go. Or the legs. Right of the shins, yeah. Oops, sorry there. And squeeze the block with your shins. And just be here. Now those of you that are patiently waiting for the arrival of your block, and everybody actually take your arms up towards your feet, your hands to your feet. Reach your chest off of the ground like you're making a little U shape. As you reach your chest up, see if you can lift your butt off the floor even a little bit. Yes. But are you having fun yet? Okay. So yes, that is a true statement. All right, everybody take a breath. Breathe all your air out. Inhale, take your legs forward and your arms back. As you exhale, lift up, grab the block. Inhale, lay down. Exhale, put the block between your legs. Inhale, lay down. Exhale, grab the block. Now keep going with that. Now as you're moving, some of you are already grunting, which I love. You can make this a little less intense by bending your knees. But what I want you to try to do is to sync yourself up with the people that are around you. So yeah, this row's got it going on. Third sort of fourth row. So what happens is the guy in the front really has to work hard to figure out what in the world is going on around him. So it takes the rest, it takes a village. So those of you that are in the second row, is try to get in sync with the front row, and then the third row tries to get in sync with the second row. We could be here a while. Sort of happening. Notice, like, there's a moment some of you can actually choose to pause to get in sync with the rest of the group. And what's the rule? When one third of the class is starting to fall out of it, it's time to end. Supta Baddha Konasana. Oh yeah, it's dirty joke time, right? Almost. We'll wait for the back bends. Bring your knees into your chest. Plant your feet on the floor and lift up to bridge to start with. David, you can begin your joke anytime you want, and then I'll just call poses.
I'll just give it to preface because you mentioned your dad and being in the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
So this one is, it's going to come out in a meal. It's really great for nurses. Healthcare workers would love this joke.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Nurses and healthcare workers, FYI, if you're listening, this is for you. I asked a nurse the other day, I was like, can you tell me, I don't understand how a rectal tube works. How does it not get stuff everywhere? And then she told me how she did. I was like, I would never want to be a nurse. The day before that, I thought, I'm like, man, I think I would like to be a nurse. I think that would be amazing. And then I was like, oh no, not after the rectal tube. Come down to the ground. Take a breath in. Breathe out. And go up, wheel.
All right, so that was a good segue. So the joke is, it went up wheel.
Yep.
So what's the difference between an oral thermometer and a rectal thermometer?
What?
The taste.
Oh, that was gross. Come down.
It's good to be down there.
Take a breath in. A breath out. Now you've got that image in your head. Go up into wheel.
That was a good segue.
So at this moment in time, you can think about any part of your body. You can think about rectal tubes, thermometers. Squeeze your legs around my legs. And then push your legs into my hands. Stay for two more breaths. And lower down to the mat. Let's do one last one. Go out with a bang. Breathe in, breathe out. And then rock it out. Wheel. And then breathe really big while you're in it. Doesn't matter how deep you go, how high you go. Lower to the mat. Happy baby. Pull your right knee into your chest. Extend your left leg out. And push your left foot away from the top of your head. So you're getting as long as possible across your left side. Now breathe in all the way. and twist over to your left side. Yeah, everybody try this. This is a really lovely assist, is reach your left hand out to the person that's on your left side, if you can reach them, and link, like grab arms. So you reach, so this is confusing. Everybody reach your arms both directions. So you're making this big long chain reaction, and then just pull in towards your body as you're reaching out. And then come to center. And do the other side and reach your arms out again. So grab my ankle with your hand. Come back to center. Pull your knees in. That was a nice stretch for you, isn't it? Yeah. Rock and roll a couple times. Some motion in your ocean. And downward dog. Lift your right leg up. Half pigeon. I think lightness is always trying to find its way through, or light, you can say, whatever the situation is, if it's a dark situation or a heavy situation. Can you do that here? Can you find, maybe it's just deeper breathing. Or allowing yourself to connect to something that's actually real. A towel or a mat underneath your body. Downward dog. Mm-hmm. Do the other side. Sometimes we have to also be the seekers of light because not everybody on the planet is always trying to seek that, so we have to be responsible for it. Whenever anything kind of, I don't know, we'll call it bad happens, like something, an earthquake or a bomb or a terrorist threat or a sudden death or an accident, a flat tire, there's always lightness to be seen, but if we're not used to looking for it, we only see the dark. So as you're holding this half pigeon stretch, and everybody's in a completely different alignment, I can see some of you, even as your head is down, that there's like a wincing happening. Find some lightness. Yeah, just even relaxing your shoulders. One of my favorite teachers said when we were holding a really long triangle pose at a teacher training once, everyone was like, you could tell everyone was getting pissed. I was getting pissed. And he said, help is not on the way. And it was like, everyone started laughing. Because there was this heaviness in the air of just like, wow, this is like hard for everybody. And then all of a sudden it made sustaining the pose easier because there was a lightness. Go ahead and press up. Swing your right leg to the top. Lie down on your back. Take an upside down pose. I personally love taking plow, especially if we don't do, because we didn't do a lot of forward bending on the ground. So if you do take plow and you take your feet and you get your toes to actually touch the floor, you can push the balls of your feet or your toes into the ground, push through your heels, and it'll double as both an inversion and a hamstring stretch. And just begin to make your way out of whatever you're in. Take fish. And point your toes to the top of your mat or towards the really the top of the room. Oh, bummer. Put your hands underneath your butt. Lift your chest and take the top of your head to the mat. And then create like a little underbite, like a bulldog, and pull the bottom teeth towards the back of the room. Because we're running so much. I can replace those. And just lay down on your back. Turn your palms towards the sky, legs out. I was talking to one of my girlfriends today, and her daughter goes to kids yoga, and she asked her, What is your favorite pose? And she goes, the sleeping one. She's like five. And I was kind of surprised. I feel like five-year-olds are a bunch of wigglies. And I know for some of you this is not your favorite pose because a lot of times you choose to leave class early and not do it. And we can say that we have something else to attend to, and that's the reason why we don't stay in it. But allow yourself, and everybody's still here, is to really be in it. Fully physically in a laying down position is one thing, but to mentally be where you are is a whole other thing. Take a deep breath. Wiggle your hands and your feet, just come back to life. However you want to get up to seated, go there. Take your hands together at your heart. Draw a big breath in together and let it out. Breathe in as full as you can. Empty it out. Breathe in one more time. Empty completely. Let's om. To your forehead. The light in me sees the amazing light in all of you. Together we say, namaste. Good job today. All right, go out and be awesome. If you're in need of cleansing, Trisha's starting the cleanse tonight. It starts on the